Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio at voicecoaches.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Warren Garling and you are?
Mike Spring.
I knew that. And we're going to talk about social media today. This is an area of expertise for Mike Spring. So Mike, I'll kind of let you do the introduction.
Thanks, Warren. Well, you know, a lot of people are interested in getting into Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, what we call social media, and a lot of people are already on those websites. But we thought today we might bring you a few tips to kind of help you maximize your experience. You know, some do's and don'ts, if you will, to make sure that you don't make any kind of common blunders out there in the world of social media.
Good idea.
Well, I'll take the first one.
Please do.
First off, make friends. This sounds kind of simple, but it's important to remember that social media is about building relationships. That's why the word social is right there in the title. You know, don't simply send out links to your website or post about recent accomplishments that you've done. Interact with people on a personal level, as much as you're comfortable with anyway. This way, when you do send out links or talk about things that you've done, people are much more apt to pay attention because they're more invested in you and the content that you post.
Good idea. Remember that once you post something to the internet in any way, shape, or form, it is there forever. Your future bosses could read it. People that you just don't want to see certain things, don't put those certain things out there. Bottom line is, more than one person has lost their job over something as simple as posting a negative comment online. So never post anything that may come back to haunt you, including overly negative or hurtful statements or material of any inappropriate nature. Obviously.
Which reminds me, I probably should go online and take down badwarrengarlingjokes.com, huh?
I'd appreciate that.
It's also important to learn the basics. You know, before you start posting on social media sites like Twitter, spend a little time on it first. You know, learn the language of the site, identify the aspects of it that confuse you so that you can better understand them. If you understand how the social media site works, you're much more likely to be able to utilize it effectively, and it'll make your whole experience better.
Here's a good one. Maintain integrity. This is very important. There are some voiceover-related social media sites out there that allow you to network with other voice actors, and that part's cool, but be wary of any of these sites that first try to charge you for services or to offer to solicit your opinion about other voice actors' work. Some will even offer you a chance to post your demo and have them reviewed by your peers. Well, the problem here is that there's no governing body, and anybody can say anything about anyone else, and this isn't cool. We strongly recommend that you do not participate in these types of activities. Your demo is a continual work that will grow and progress as your career does, and there are people out there who use these types of services to say negative things in order to try and sell you services. So watch for that.
An excellent point, Warren, which reminds me, I should probably go online and take down sendmikespringallyourmoney.com.
Yeah, probably.
Here's another one. Be personal. You know, most people don't react well on these social media sites to nameless, faceless identities. You know, they expect that at that point they're just kind of a shell for some corporate guy or somebody who's trying to sell you something. So, you know, do the basics. Put a picture of yourself or a logo that represents yourself. Fill out the basic profile information so that people will know you're a real person and that they can feel safe interacting with you and not like they're going to get pitched something every time you pop up on their feed.
Now, here's one that's really simple. But you may not realize that you really should respond. If someone comments on something you posted or sends a comment in your direction, be sure to reply. It's just good etiquette. And it also tells people that you are a valuable community member in the social media circle that you're a part of. Many of these sites allow you to gain followers or friends through other people. The more you respond and help other people get their name out, the more they'll do the same for you.
Which reminds me, I should probably go online and take down Warren Garling never responds to my emails.com.
Must be Pick on Warren Garling Day somewhere.
Isn't it always Pick on Warren Garling Day when I'm here?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, here's what I think is one of the most important things to remember about social media. Have fun with it. Enjoy the time that you spend on social media sites. It's kind of like voice acting. You know, if you're not enjoying it and having fun with it, you're not going to be as successful as you could be. If social networking websites aren't your thing, don't try and overdo it. You don't have to have profiles on every single one of them. Focus on the one or two of the social media sites that you like the best, and then try to build that to its fullest potential. You know, this is a lot more effective than trying to have a profile on every single social media site out there and then never being able to pay attention to any of them. And trust me, there's a lot of them out there.
Now, if you do have more than one site that you're maintaining, cross-pollinate. Make sure you list your various online profiles wherever you can. Put links to your social media profiles right on your website. Make it easy for people to find you. You know, people are finding jobs this way. It really is amazing. So don't be afraid to use social media, but use it responsibly.
Absolutely. Which reminds me, I need to go online and update. Mike Spring is really easy to find.com.
I like that. I like that. Well, running jokes aside, we've had a good time today. Hope you have as well. We're going to do this again next week, and we hope you'll join us once again at Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
Thanks again, and have a great week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
All righty. And it's called what now? Voice Coaches Radio. Okay, yeah.
And you're not allowed – Bobby and I have decided to put a moratorium on you ever making the joke about who I am again.
Oh, okay. So can't do that?
No more of that. No.
Okay.
It's in the penalty box.